Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm having a great visit with Tiana Lawrence, the author of Blockchain for Dummies. We're talking about blockchain. We're talking about this. Folks, I believe blockchain is the next internet class disruptor. But it's not even, but it's going to blow it. It's going to make internet look like nothing, like a blip on the screen. I believe that. The more I know about it, Tiana, how far off am I on that?
I think that you're right on.
All right, there's good stuff to it because as you know, Tiana, part of my work I'm doing is to try to help people understand that we've got to build ethics into the digital leverage that we're using, and blockchain mm-hmm. can do that, can it?
Yes, it can.
So how do we make trust move at 3 billion bits per second, folks? Blockchain could do that. So now I want to come to the second wave, Tiana, and I want to ask you about that. The first wave was where things are handy and useful, and people have created these little interfaces. You can put them on your phone. You can play with them. You can trade coin. You can enter into contracts, and they're very useful. And so you and I don't have to know how a blockchain works to use it. It'll be fun like that. And we'll start using it. But then, Tiana, I'm in the refrigerator manufacturing business, and it's helping me. The first wave is helping me sell more refrigerators. And I'm going to be silly. This is a silly example. This is not how it's going to happen. I'm going to be silly. But then all of a sudden, I discover that because of blockchains, the next level of blockchain, people all of a sudden start not needing a refrigerator. So I build refrigerators. That's how I make my living, selling refrigerators. And so the second wave of blockchain stops helping me and starts hurting me because all of a sudden nobody is buying a refrigerator because blockchain changed things so that refrigerators aren't necessary anymore. Again, it's a silly example, but use a refrigerator as a metaphor. What do you think, Tiana? What about that?
You know, That's an interesting thought process. It's like, okay, if we go back to that concept of anywhere that we need trust or any place that has been centralized that could be decentralized, how does that then affect our lives? So businesses that are built on trust or built around being a centralized service could go away or change. People are still people. We still need goods and services.
Right.
We still need to connect with one another. But it's how we facilitate those connections and what those relationships look like will be rebuilt for good or for bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, so here's a real-life example. So a county probate office starts using blockchain to manage their relationships with other probate offices and they're on the web, their website's got blockchain on it and et cetera, they start using that, and it's real handy. And then all of a sudden, people start using blockchain instead of deeds, instead of title insurance. And now all of a sudden we're not titling our insurance and recording it at the courthouse. And so what we used to use as fun in the first wave, now I don't need a probate office anymore. All those people I don't need them anymore. And we don't need that room in the courthouse, and maybe we don't need half the courthouse. You see what I mean? Take that example and apply that to a commercial enterprise. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great example that's pretty clear cut. Like a lot of our legal issues come from establishing what happened when and who accepted responsibility at different phases. And so I think a lot of court discovery is based off of establishing that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a lawyer, clearly, but this kind of technology could, like in like trade finance or in supply chain or land titles or any other kind of title.
Could it reduce contract disputes and therefore lawsuits?
I think it could. It could facilitate the automatic settlement of some contracts or some aspects of contracts.
It's also going to turn publishing, folks, music and other publishing on its ear, I think. And we're going to have
absolutely.
Tiana, will you come back? We're going to wear you out teaching us all this stuff. Will you please come back? We love having you here. You're so smart.
I would love that.
Tiana Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen, Blockchain for Dummies. Check out that book. You'll thank me later, I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.